2 to 7.
We are joined in the media center by current number one qualifier, John Force. John, you ran a time of 3.899 at 321.88 miles per hour in the second session. Last year, we returned to VMP after a nine-year hiatus. The Franklin family did some revamps to the facility, and how has it been to be back here racing?
Well, I want to thank them, first of all, my crew chiefs and other crew chiefs. They're saying this is the smoothest track on the circuit, and that's what we live for. And weather was still a little bit warm, but still around 89 out here. So, no, they did a good job, and we just want to put people in here and pack the place Saturday and Sunday. That's our job, and I think we can get it done.
So you and Cruz Pedregon are actually the only current funny car drivers who have won at this facility. Does that give you any kind of advantage, you think, for the weekend?
No. I think I won the inaugural here, I think, a long time ago, the first round. But didn't I? I don't remember.
Last time we won here was 2000.
So.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. It's a good story. Anyway, but, you know, that car ran good. I was in the final here last year, she just reminded me, against my daughter Courtney. And Courtney won, but I'm driving Courtney's car. Mm-hmm. That's her team with Daniel Hood and Brian Carotti and all those kids. And that car was fast. It was heading toward a championship last year. You know, she had five or six low qualifiers. She won 10 qualifiers.
11
and she won, you know, four races or whatever. But the point is, I'm in that car, but they're having to transfer a lot of weight because I'm a little bit bigger than her, about 50, 60 pounds. And but it's starting to come around, and it's a different game. So she got the win here, and I got low ET so far. It won't last tomorrow. Okay. The kids know what's out there, so they're all going to hit for it. But I'm excited to be back in Richmond. We know this is NASCAR country, but we love it. We love to come here. And so I hope we get a story over NASCAR. Anyway, but well earned by those guys. But we really do appreciate what the family has invested. And I met them all last year when we were testing. We came up here, and mom and the kids, and I think grandkids too. So, and dad. So, good people.
You got a lot of records and milestones and sports best. You're chasing number 150 still. How much is that on your mind?
Hate it. Because every time you get something in your mind, then the media, you know, TV's hyping it every week, having to show reruns of me winning. And, you know, when it happens, it just happens. But I've struggled the last couple of years. And, you know, I've only won, I think I won one race last year before the year before. And that's not John Force's style. I remember going to Winter Circle. I told Brittany about it today. I said, you know, I remember sitting in Winter Circle, getting ready to go to Winter Circle, sitting in the truck with Austin Coyle and saying, oh, God, we got to do this again. I will never say that again. It's a real lesson for taking something for granted. So we got to put it, we got a long ways, a lot to learn. At my age, I turned 70 a week ago. I wasn't supposed to say that. But I'm learning every day how to race against these guys. And it's I'm having to reinvent myself is what I'm having to do. But I know how to do that. Because, see, at 50, I was supposed to quit. I thought about it then. And then at 60, I thought about it again. And 70, it didn't work.
Well, you can get to 200 like Petty.
Yeah. We'll see. But, yeah, I'd like to win 150 mainly to get it out of the way because I know it's coming. Unless I get hurt, probably be the only reason I won't get it because I'm going to win sooner or later. And when I start winning, I think this car is going to be good. Got a good team. So I got to thank Courtney. And
the actual same car, same chassis? That she had here last year?
No, but same, I don't know. It could be. Hell, I don't know. We build them all in-house. They don't tell me nothing. I'm just a sponsor for four teams with my sponsors. But I'm driving the Herculiner car, that's an Old World Industry car. They own all those brands, Blue Def and Peak and the antifreeze and coolant and all that. And we joke down there, like, somebody said, hey, you're driving Herculiner, like, Hercules, take off your shirt. Yeah, that'd be the end of that product.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't want to ruin the brand. But now it's exciting, it's something different, a red car. And her car was red with Advance last year. So Brittany's doing good with Advance. But, you know, everyone's racing, everybody's safe. And that's why I stay in this sport. I want to be part of all these kids and watch, you know, I lived with the Gartlets, the Shirleys, the Perdomes. I lived it. And then I went on to the Bazemores and the Hoffmans, and then I lived through that, and then now I and now I've got the whole group, Hagen and Caps and all of them, and now these young kids are coming up to me. It's freaking me out. They look like they're 12 years old, Proc and the Vandergriff twins. You know what I'm saying? And it's just they're everywhere. And I had a guy come up today, works on my team, showed me a picture of him. He looks like he's 25, but he showed a picture of him holding a lunch pail with my picture on it. And his mother said he wanted to show you. I said, anyone's got pictures of me when I was that young? Come on, we'll hire you. Okay, you've heard all the bullshit. So,
thank you very
much. I just want to thank you all.